This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
What do you guys want to talk about? One subject.
Yeah.
I almost shit my pants this morning.
Oh, really?
Do tell.
Really.
Well.
Shit my pants.
Let's hear about it.
So, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but during the 6 o'clock news break, you go, so we have one last soundbite to play before we go to sports. I'm like, all right, if I leave during the soundbite, I'll have an extra 3 minutes during the song. And it was one of those, like, I stood up for news and I just, like, I woke up late. So I had an event last night. So I was out late and I normally try to do all this before I come into the studio.
Keyword do two. All this.
Meaning.
Do.
Empty my bowels.
Oh,
try to do all
that. Like
that. You got to do it. You got to, you know, because
do
once the show gets rolling, it's tough. It's tough to find time.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take a shit.
I had to do that. So I was standing for news and it's just like, yeah, no, I can't. No amount of clenching is going to make this go away.
I got to go.
So you're like, we got one last soundbite. I'm like, I don't need to be here for this.
You were one last soundbite.
Yeah.
So I ran out. And I don't know how graphic you want me to be, but it was one of those, like, as soon as I unbuckled my pants, like, the pressure released a little bit.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, I need to sit down now.
There's terminology for that. They call it a photo finish.
The water sounds like it's being attacked.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a bloosh. Like someone blew up like a napalm in
it's
there.
A shock. It's like a machine gun.
Exactly.
It was 4 seconds and everything was out. It was just like an explosion.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You shit on a Canadian goose.
I did. It felt like there was a plug. Like there was like a piece of solid. And then the minute the solid cleared, it was just
like Niagara
explosion
falls.
Into the fucking
the
toilet
floodgates
bowl.
Are open.
It was the closest I ever got to shitting my pants while we're on the air. In 8 years, like everyone I feel like has a horror story. Like you got to go. Like I've heard people here being like, at one point, like I just couldn't leave. I had to throw up in the wastebasket or whatever, you know? And I'm like, nope, that's not going to be me today. I got to leave. I have to go.
Oh, that would have been a long day if you shit your pants.
I would have left. You would have been alone. Goodbye.
I wish you
I
did.
Can't be here.
Oh, my God. That would have
been
so funny.
The whole show could have been different today.
Right?
We were like 1 or 2 seconds away from not having a producer.
Right.
If you had asked me a question right when you did that, I would have looked at you and just been like, nope, and just left. Like,
I wish.
Phil, where are you going?
Left.
I got a very funny story about a friend of mine who had to take a shit really, really bad, right? He's at a club on Long Island, and he has to shit really bad, and he escapes from his friends. And, you know, goes outside to go to his car. He's going to run home real fast, take a shit, come back. As he's going out the door, he runs across the girl he knows. This girl's hot. He loves this chick, right? And he's like, she's talking to him. He's like, oh, my God. She goes to him, you want to go smoke a joint? And he says, sure. So he goes, figure, take a couple quick hits. I'll get in the car. I'll leave. He goes to take a hit. It was harsh fucking weed. He takes a hit. He fucking coughs and shit himself right there. In front of
him. And that man's name was AJ.
It was just... Oh no.
What did she say?
She just left and he just left. And we never saw him the rest of the night. He just stayed home.
Yeah.
See? Exactly.
You got it.
There's nothing
else
he can
over.
Do. He's just like, fuck it, I'm out. I gotta leave. But it's really funny because we got the guy Dom called in. They shit himself at the Ozzy concert.
Oh yeah.
And over the weekend, I was in New York and I was meeting some of Amanda's friends and he was telling me this great story about how he had to shit himself. He was running through the streets of New York City. He goes, I was wearing shorts. I had no underwear on. And he goes, and all of a sudden, I was just like, I have nowhere to go. And he had a fourth floor walk-up apartment. And he's like, I was sprinting through the streets of New York, shitting my pants, running past people, dining outside. Like, and I'm leaving footprints, like, on the fucking sidewalk.
No.
This is why they call them brownstones.
Right? I had to walk up the fourth floor, just totally messed himself. He goes, and I looked down when I got into my apartment, and he goes, my leg was black.
No.
It wasn't even brown. Like, he's like, the shit that was coming out of me was the worst shit possible.
Damn.
It's like diseased shit.
It's like that stuff that's been up there somewhere. It's been hidden somewhere.
It was
like
your reserve.
40 years.
Right.
Your reserve.
Just marinating.
Yeah, that's where Charleston Chew came out from 1934.
God. Now, what about you, Pam?
Shitting myself or anything.
I don't know.
I got a lot of those.
Shitting yourself.
She comes close every now and then.
Yeah.
But she's also one of these people. She's like, I got to poke, right? And she'll like, there's like 3 minutes worth of commercials, and somehow she gets it done and comes back.
I'm like, there's no way you can shit in 3 minutes. Yeah.
No, you can't. Sometimes you have to just sit down and just get like a little out and just like relieve
come
the pressure
back,
and you have to sort of go in phases.
You go in, exactly, you go in phases. Yeah, I've done that before.
I need ambiance.
Like the space shuttle. You just need to release the big, you know.
Exactly, jettison the fuel and keep moving.
The payload.
Yeah. The payload.
Right, here comes the satellite.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky here. You know, there's been a couple of times right before the show starts.
Yeah.
Like I feel it. AJ and I, we have a meeting right at 5:00. And then we bring in Pam and Phil around 5:15 and we go over the whole show together. And there are times where it's around 5:10. I'm like, oh, there's no way that's staying in there for 4.5 hours.
And I can tell because you get a funny look on your face and you fidget.
Really?
And I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you really? Also reach for your wallet. I'm like, he's got a shit.
Yeah. And you run out.
And
yeah.
I know as soon as I'm done with the last.
It's the fastest morning show meeting.
Yeah.
We go right through the grid so fast.
Right, we do.
Mm-hmm. And then I run off.
Yep.
And
you come back in a happy mood. Almost like I'm doing the astronaut moonwalk.
It's amazing how much pressure that puts on your whole body.
Oh, yeah. You start to strain and sweat. You just don't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
See, it's easier for you because you're leading the meeting. Like when I'm waiting for you in news, I'm like, I have to wait for an opportunity. I can't just go. I have to wait. So I was like, the news started, I knew I was already in trouble. So I was like, I was standing, I was kicking the floor.
And now every
like,
time I'm talking longer to get to the sound bite, you must be like, just shut the fuck up.
We need a code. If you have this problem, this issue, we should just go code brown. That means I have to poop, let's wrap this up, or just figure,
way too obvious.
Or just figure I'm out of here.
Code brown, it's not a secret. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so just say, hey.
How about, I got to shit myself if you don't play the sound.
Yeah, that's
that might not
one.
Work.
I like that one.
We have to hit the dump button. Ha!
Right.
You know what I realized, though, is that when I left, I never grabbed my phone. So, like, if you were looking for me, I was just gone. I was a ghost. Like, I was like, all right, they're playing the soundbite, and I'm going to go. So you look at Pam to cue, right, the soundbite, and I'm just like, yeah, he's not even looking. I got to go. I got to go right now. Like, I was trying to get your attention. Like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm trying to give you hand gestures. And right. I'm just like,
oh, my God.
Just got to go. You he's not what? Looking.
That could be the code. Chaz, how's the dump button?
No, because when I hear dump button,
you're going to hit it.
I think you guys are telling me I just missed something.
Okay,
hit
right.
it.
That's not going to work either. We need a code, though. We definitely do.
Why? Does it happen that often? We need a code?
Well, apparently, you sued the other. I'm good.
Pam takes care of herself.
I take care of myself. The first sip of coffee I have here, I'm right into the
like when
room.
She's coming out of commercial, she knows she has to talk right away. But when we're coming out of a song, I mean, if there was an emergency, like.
It's happened before.
If I were you, I'd be song, I'm going to. Poop.
Yep.
Well, it's hilarious. You actually hear Pam galloping down the hallway when she has to poop. It's a different kind of run than she does.
It's a get out
it's
of my
like
way.
It's a hard pounding. I'm like, you know, if she was like had tires, she'd be doing like a burnout with her shoes.
The worst is when there's someone in the lobby and they won't move. Like a lot of people like to hang out and talk by the door. The one and only time this has happened to me when I first started, I was having a bathroom emergency. And I came back late. We already were on air and I came back late. And it's because Sam Tillery and Ken Haynes or whatever that guy's last name is were in the lobby.
Ken Haynes.
The guy from The Gathering of the Vibes.
Haynes.
What is it? Haynes?
Yeah. I knew that name.
H-A-Z-E.
Oh, my
Haynes.
God. They were standing by the door just chit-chatting, having a grand old time. And I could not get by them. They didn't hear me say, excuse me, I'm trying to get by. And it blocked me from going to the bathroom on time, and I came back late. And it's like, but now it happens all the time. So whenever people see me in the lobby now, I'm like, just move.
Yeah,
people like to talk.
Gangway.
People like having little chit-chats. And it's like, can't you see me running? I'm running for a reason out there. Sway. The only thing out here is the bathroom.
If you remember when Pam was auditioning, she had to poop. Remember?
No.
I had to go, number two!
I don't remember that.
Yeah, when she was auditioning. When we had a room for a break, she goes, how much time left? I gotta go. Number two.
Number two.
I gotta go.
Get out of the way.
No, and that is like the minute you walk out, people are like, hey, good morning. How's it going? And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm like, just get. And they love chit-chatting by the door while holding the door closed. It's a thing with them. I don't know what it is. It's like they need, when you see running, just move. Just move.
Just get out of the way.
And they always got to comment, why are you running? I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to shit myself.
I'm going to shit on your shoes. You don't freaking move.
Hey, feel free to follow me in and listen, and then you'll know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, I hope you have a nice weekend. We'll see you back here Monday.
I hope you guys aren't eating right now.
Thank you for listening to the Weekend Review podcast. Also, don't forget the Chaz and AJ Monsters Ball. Tickets on sale at WPLR.com. They're selling very fast. We're going to sell out. Next week we got to start talking about costumes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Love you guys. And we'll see you soon. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Sayonara.
Phil's over there.
Later.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.